Hi, and welcome to this video, which is going to be about how to strengthen your relationship with your physical self and most of all, your spiritual self. There is a saying in the world that either you grow or you die. So when you in your daily life feel sad and lost and lonely and you want to give up and nothing is funny anymore, it's because you've lost your connection with your beautiful spiritual self. I'm Sandy Phillipson, and I got the concept intuitivementor.dk. So the most important thing in life for you and me and all of us is to have a more meaningful, soulful life and relationship with ourselves. And I will now teach you a technique that will help you become more centered and aligned in yourself, also so you can better feel your own needs and drink more water, which is part of your healing process, in order for you to get rid of your allergies. Remember to get a piece of pen and paper to write these things down so you know these exercises, because you will, when you do them every morning and evening, you will grow like ever before. The most important relationship in the world is the one you have with yourself, and the one that I have with myself. So the first exercise is called body flow exercise. In the middle of your body is the center meridian. When that one is closed, you can't drink, you want to gag, or you're a bit nauseous and your bowel system is not working properly and you eat a lot of unhealthy food. So an exercise to open your center meridian is to take your left hand and put it on your feminine chest, whereas the right hand, that is masculine, goes to the right area. The center meridian goes all the way down the middle. So there's my belly. So I put my right hand, not there or there, because the middle is there, also that one, I put it there. And you do the same, please. And the left hand goes in the middle too, on the bear skin. And even though I keep talking, please let your hands stay there. And once you're done, which is when your skin is hot and your hands are hot and you feel connected there, you feel it by that you can feel the warmth is coming from your hands into your body. If you do this before you go to sleep and in the morning, you will feel much more aligned with who you are, and you will feel your needs even better in your everyday life, and you will sleep much better. So you keep your hands there even though I'm gonna let go. Once you've made this exercise, keep track of how it felt. Keep track every day of how well you're doing. Like Keith Cunningham says, you can't win the game if you don't know the score. So if you don't keep track of how well you're doing, you can't say, I want more, because life doesn't know what more is, because you don't know where you are. So every day, to the best that you can, write down how much you've learned, how much you've achieved, and where you are, and write down what you're happy for, and write down the, well, you can learn much more about that, for example, by the book, The Magic, I think, what was her name? The beautiful lady that also wrote The Secret. Well, back to the exercises. So that's exercise number one, the body flow exercise, and you cannot let go if there's not warmth underneath both your hands. Exercise number two, the awareness elevator. Your attention is probably everywhere in your daily life, and your emotions and your thoughts, but they're not supposed to. You're supposed to have all your attention on yourself. So what you do is you close your eyes and imagine your brain has an elevator. So what you do is you go into your elevator in your own brain behind your eyes, and you visualize, you put all your thoughts and emotions in that elevator, and you start sending the elevator down through your spine. So send your emotions, your awareness, your emotions and your awareness, send it down the elevator, down through your chest, down through your solar plexus, down through your belly, all the way down to your pelvis. And when the elevator is in your pelvis, all the way down where your root chakra ends, That's where you're supposed to have your attention, your awareness. And when doing so, you will use so much less, I know it's the opposite, but you will use so much less energy in your everyday life, the more centered you are in yourself. So that was the second exercise, the awareness of elevator, having all your attention in your pelvis. So keep it down there, because now is going to come the third exercise. But you can open your eyes just underneath Mother Earth's surface, just under your feet. There is a big yin yang symbol. So the third exercise for your piece of paper is called the grounding earth star chakra exercise, if you want to write that down too. Underneath Mother Earth's surface, there's a yin yang symbol. The exercise is about you putting your feet into it and pulling the yin yang symbol up like it was a pair of pants and center it in your pelvis. So get in your elevator in your pelvis, and then you're there. Now, behind your eyes, imagine that you take that awareness down under your feet and look down under your feet and see the yin yang symbol. And behind your eyes, you're gonna say, "Hi, my earth star chakra," because it is yours. This beautiful glowing earth star chakra, which is the yin yang symbol, is yours. It's related to your address here on Mother Earth. Once you feel disconnected in life, you have lost yourself, and this exercise will pull you back into your presence, into your body. I hope I said it correct, presence. I'm doing the best that I can. So visualize that you put your 2 feet into this earth star chakra and say, hi, my personal earth star chakra. And then visualize, it's kind of like a pair of pants you pull up and center this beautiful yin yang symbol in your pelvis. And perhaps you feel more tired or grounded or more centered, or perhaps you feel like the light is being turned on. It doesn't matter what it is, but write down what it is that you notice so you can keep track of how good it feels, because that will also, one, it will make you remember these exercises, but also why you do them, because when they make you feel good, you will do it again. And sometimes it might not feel good, because perhaps you're in a state of life where you're going through some stuff which is not easy, but remember to do these exercises. They will keep you centered, and they will build your connection with yourself, and you will be like a cliff and a rock that is so hard to bring out of balance, and you deserve that. So that's the third exercise. I hope you got it. It's so hard for me to teach this in English because I've never tried it before. And then there's the fourth exercise, which is about singing. I'm not good at singing, but I'll do it anyway. When you do these songs, you're still with your conscious or awareness elevator in your pelvis. It's important that you have your attention in your pelvis when you start singing, because the words will vibrate up through. So the thing is, when you sing from your pelvis with your attention down there, the beautiful words you're going to sing, well, they're going to vibrate up through your nervous systems, and it's going to calm you and center you and heal your amygdala and reptile brain. So it will be much easier for you to change your everyday life and routines. So here goes the song. It's just going to be intuitively. I didn't plan it. So the song is, for example, if you want to lose weight, or you want to be allergy free and you want to feel more happy and content, those are the words you're going to sing into your system. It goes something like this, and you can just change the words or the tune. I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good. Please do dance. I'm feeling good, and I am free. I am healthy, fit and free. I am healthy, I'm feeling good. I am centered, and I am calm. I am healthy, I'm fit and free. I feel good in my own skin. I am happy, I feel content. I feel good, and I am happy. Let's say you want to be more trustworthy or more confident. So that would be the words you're singing into your system. For example, I am open and I am willing. I like change. I like to change. I am open. I like to change. I am free and I am changing. So that were the word. That was the words. They are not perfect, but do the best that you can, and please remember to sing them out loud. So these were the four steps in order for strengthening your relationship with your body and your divine self. I wish you good luck and thank you for being here today. Namaste.